This is Jim Wallace for the soul of the nation. What about Jesus is the question for today. Just recently, a Washington lawmaker asked me a question over breakfast that has stayed with me ever since. The national legislator is a Christian, but genuinely was having a hard time understanding the message and the motivation of the evangelical advisors to President Donald Trump. He posed this sincere query. What about Jesus? It's exactly the right question, and I have thought about it ever since our conversation. What about Jesus? What do these evangelicals do with that question as they listen and talk with and for Donald Trump? Would Jesus talk this way about immigrants, act this way toward women, use such divisive language of racial fear, show such a blatant disregard for truth, prefer strongman to servant leadership, and really say that one country should be first? What do we do with Jesus? That is always the right question, including when it comes to politics, and especially if we say we are followers of Jesus Christ. I want you to watch a short 4-minute video in which several Christian elders from across many traditions and racial lines ask that vital question in their message called Reclaiming Jesus in a Time of Crisis.
As church elders from around the country, from different denominations,
races,
and genders,
we are witnessing perilous and polarizing times. Country's leaders have co-opted the name of Jesus.
So we are commending this statement and reclaiming the name of Jesus.
It's our duty as leaders of the church to speak truth in humility and love.
But when politics undermine our theology, we must examine those politics.
Watch it on either the Sojourners Facebook page or on our platform at sojo.net, and then share it with your pastor and your church, your family and friends, and on your social media and all the networks of people with whom you share your stories, pictures, and your life. Help them raise the question too. What about Jesus?
We believe.
We believe.
We believe.
We recall the time when frightened Christians who had just watched their leader die were in hiding. They were afraid, and the Holy Spirit came upon them and empowered them to take their faith to the streets of their public life and even to their capital city. That's what happened at Pentecost. Scared Christians being empowered by the Spirit, taking their faith to the streets. That's how the church was born, by telling the world who Jesus was and is. So I'm inviting you to join us and show the world that the followers of Jesus refuse to be complicit and silent in a time like this.
We are reclaiming that name of Jesus.
Reclaiming his holy and powerful name from those who would co-opt it
and wield it to seek their own gain.
Jesus is our light in the darkness.
In moments of moral crisis like this, it is time for a fresh confession of faith.
The true gospel of Jesus Christ can guide us through our current political and religious crisis, just as the disciples first took their faith to the streets when the Holy Spirit came to them on Pentecost. You can take this Pentecost message for our time to your social media networks and your churches all during the Pentecost season. Here are the most important actions you can take to reclaim Jesus in the public square. Share this video on your Facebook wall and Twitter feed. Bring it to your pastor. Ask him or her to show it to your congregation, part of the Pentecost season. If you are a pastor, please watch this video and prayerfully consider commending the message of these church elders to your parishioners on a Sunday. This video has been viewed in 2 days by 800,000 people. That astonishes me, but also encourages me deeply because I think people are hungry, deeply hungry, for an alternative faith message to the Trump evangelicals. But at a deeper level, people are hungry for a fresh confession of faith in a time of crisis. They want to know what Jesus is Lord means for us today. If Jesus is Lord, it means Caesar is not. Finally, I think many people out there have a hunger for their voice being heard. This video helps to lift up new voices. I believe the Holy Spirit is at work, even in the darkness of this political moment. We feel it calling us to reclaim Jesus from those who have appropriated, co-opted, and hijacked his name for worldly power. Will you join us and show the world that the followers of Jesus refuse to be complicit and refuse to be silent? God bless you all. I'm Jim Wallace for the Soul of the Nation.